When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This week on the No More Late Fees podcast, we are joined again by our pal and fellow movie lover, Megan.
Welcome, Hi. Megan.
Hello.
It's good to be back. I'm so excited.
We're so happy to have you.
I know. And especially since, like, you were like, when you guys do this movie, I have to be the person.
Tag me.
100%. Any excuse to rewatch this movie, too, I'm like all about it.
And the movie that we are speaking about is Detroit Rock City. So
yeah,
super psyched for that. But before we get into the real episode of it all, we wanted to just catch up with you, see how things have been going.
Yeah, things are good. So, like, I'm sure last time y'all had me on is 1999 vibes, and this time I'm sure it's Tape Girl. So that account I actually sold, and really my whole reasoning for that was because I was pregnant and about to have a baby, and I also have a 4-year-old son, so my life was getting pretty chaotic. But also my other account started to like pick up more, and I was getting more involved locally with the movie community here in Austin, and started doing movie nights with my friend Marcus and helping him promote those, and so that's been really fun. And also I tape set markets and stuff, so basically that 1999 count became just too much to manage, and I ended up selling it to a really nice Australian boy who wanted to keep the vibes pretty 90s, which I appreciated, and he wanted to promote his band and stuff like that. So I'm glad it went to him, and I miss it, but at least I still have a lot of my friends from that, followed me over to Tape Girl. So
that's really cool. And I mean, you did grow it to a pretty substantial. So, and I've seen his clips and stuff like that, because when he pops up, I'm like, who is this again? Oh, right.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing, but he had been hitting me up for a while asking to buy my account, and I had never really thought about selling it before, and I was just like, that's weird. I thought maybe it was somebody trying to scam me or something.
Yeah,
but he like was really adamant about it, and kind of for like months just kept hitting me up, and finally I was like, you know what, sure, let's do it. So yeah, it just kind of worked out.
That is really cool. But also, I'm really sad that when I was in Austin, I never got a chance to go to one of the movie nights. I definitely want to go the next time that I'm in town, because
yes,
it seems really cool about what you're doing, and it just seems like a lot of fun.
It's fun. It really is. And we showed Detroit Rock City one night, and it was just so awesome. It was so fun to, watch it with the crowd and just meet new people. It's been a really fun experience, and yeah, we're still doing them monthly, and I haven't been going to as much as I'd like to, just because I'm I've got my hands full. But yeah, we're still doing them once or twice every month. So
yeah, that's so cool. I can't wait to go to one. Well, we do have a fun game, Rank 'em, for you.
Yes.
So Detroit Rock City is got a great soundtrack, but obviously the majority of the soundtrack are Kiss songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we found a bunch of movies where there was one single artist that really was the main person on the soundtracks, and you have to rank them from I think I got 6 here, 1 to 6, 1 being the best, 6 being the worst, and you won't know in what order they're coming at you. So
oh gosh, okay.
Okay, so our first one is ABBA on the Mamma Mia soundtrack.
Oh, so I have to rank it. I don't think I've ever seen Mamma Mia.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so I suck, but I've never seen it.
So six, no worries.
Yeah.
Phil Collins on the Tarzan soundtrack.
Oh, okay. Let's go with five.
Kiss on the Detroit Rock City soundtrack.
I'm gonna go with one.
Selena on the Selena soundtrack.
Two.
It is a really good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Jay-Z on the American Gangster soundtrack.
Let's go with four.
And then our last one is going to be number three, but it is Whitney Houston on the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Oh, that's such a good one. Yeah, I guess that would be my order then. Yeah, for sure. So awesome. Three. Yeah.
So we have Kiss, Detroit Rock City, number one, Selena, number two, Whitney Houston on the Bodyguard, number three, Jay-Z, American Gangster, number four, Phil Collins and Tarzan on number five, and then ABBA on Mamma Mia, number six, only because you have not seen it.
I know. Oh my gosh.
I love that movie. I highly recommend you.
Okay.
I was going to get worried for a second because it's a musical and Jackie's not always a fan of musicals.
It just depends. Fun. Yeah.
I think the difference is because the musical is built around existing music,
right?
Rather than like the music progresses the story in traditional musicals.
Yeah.
And Mamma Mia is like, you and Ken are going to vibe again, Danielle. It's like up there in like the top echelon of movies he loves.
I really love the movie because it was a movie that my mom and I watched after we had like a falling out. And it was like a movie that I knew that she would really like. So we got to see it together. And she came to New York and my brother and sister, my younger sister watched my other brother and sister, and my mom and I went to the movies to see it. And like, we just boohoo cried watching it, especially the scene when Sophie is getting married and Meryl Streep sings to her, and my mom was just like bawling. So now it's not just like because the movie is good, but everything associated with ABBA is my relationship with my mom. Yeah. Like, so I love that movie.
I love that.
Pierce Brosnan singing didn't make you cry a little bit?
Because it was bad. It was real bad. But I do absolutely, you know, I love me some Mark Darcy. I mean, Colin Firth. And he was amazing in that movie. So. Highly recommend, Megan.
Okay, I'm going to get on that for sure.
I do have a question for all of us. Which band would you go through hell and high water to see? Because obviously in the movie, the guys go
do
so much just to see Kiss. And this could be in the past. This could be now.
Right. Who like any like living person or like dead person that has made music. Ooh, that's a good one. I think like probably like Pink Floyd or Sublime, maybe.
That's a good one.
Yeah, like I don't know. Kiss would be really awesome. And my mom was like a hardcore like rock and roll chick in like the 70s and 80s, and saw like Kiss, AC/DC, like all the like badass rock and roll bands like several times. And I'm just like always jealous because like any of those bands would have been awesome, like Kiss or AC/DC. But yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Pink Floyd for sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I already know Jackie's.
I don't think you do.
Okay. Well, tell us, what is it?
Well, I have two answers. The one is like today, like right now, Jackie, I attempted to get on the waitlist for Taylor Swift tickets.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
I was waitlisted for the waitlist. I had deals with people. Like, if you get on the waitlist and buy me a ticket, like, either whoever gets on the waitlist will buy each other tickets. I had like three people doing that with me. So the other band that jumped into my mind that was more appropriate for our podcast is Spice Girls.
Oh yeah, oh, I'm real my mad gosh, I missed
yes.
that one.
Oh, I know. Yes. Oh yeah. And I saw Britney Spears like in her prime, like
yeah,
like red jumpsuit and all, like Oops I Did It Again, like I was like 10 years old, like best day of my life type shit. And yeah, like that's like, I don't know if it gets any better than that, like honestly, yeah. In my opinion. But Spice Girls would be so close. Yes,
if they go on tour, because there's rumors, so I'm like,
I know,
gotta do whatever we can to get those tickets, man.
Right,
it's hard.
What about you, Danielle?
It's hard for me because like I'm always weird about concerts, but okay, for me, if I can go back in time and see Otis Redding perform live, I would probably pass out. Like that would, I got to see Etta James. So like those two are top tier.
Yeah.
But also the Michael Jackson, just to experience one of his live concerts, like mm-hmm. I want to pass out. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah.
Those were the vibes that he was giving. But since both of them are dead, I will do anything. If Destiny's Child reunites,
yes,
or NSYNC reunites, I would see one of those concerts somehow, oh, some way.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
I went to a Backstreet Boys concert a few years back and I was super excited about going. I was hyped. And then when I got to the concert, I was just like, why am I not more excited? What's happening?
Right.
You know, like this, you know, I'm bopping, it's fun, but like, I don't know what I was expecting. Like, what's going on? And then I remembered, oh, I'm an NSYNC fan. I mean, I like the Backstreet Boys, but like in high school, Jackie and I were about that NSYNC life. So,
dang.
And that was
not me.
Jackie's sister loved Backstreet Boys more too. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate both of them. But like,
yes,
I was about that NSYNC life. And so when I got to the Backstreet Boys concert, I was just like, wait a minute. Yeah. All right. So last time you were here, your employee picks were Detroit Rock City, Idle Hands, and Romy and Michelle. Now yes! We challenge you to come up with three more. From 1995 to 2005.
Okay. I'm going to go SLC Punk. And let's see. I'm going to have to think about this for a sec. 10 Things I Hate About You. For sure. Classic. And Scream. Because it's just like the most iconic like horror movie from the 90s, you know?
Well, no one has ever picked out SLC Punk, so that's awesome. We like to see yes. the ones on the wall.
Oh my gosh, such a good one. We showed that one at, you know, for one of our movie nights, and it was such a great turnout. Everyone loves that fucking movie. Like, it's so good. It was so good watching it with a bunch of people. Like, it's the best.
That's Don't awesome. Be mad at me, but I've never seen it.
Oh it's my really gosh, good. You have to see it. It's so good. And Matthew Lillard just so great in it.
Well, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on social at your other handle?
Yeah, so my Tape Girl is at Tape Girl with two eyes. So just like 1999 Vibes had two eyes, I just kept the two eye vibes. I don't know why. But yeah, that's where you can find my Instagram. And it's basically just a collection page of physical media, my VHS. I collect VHS, DVDs, cassette tapes, CDs, Blu-rays, everything, you name it. And I just like to share what's going on like in Austin. So like I share markets and just other stuff like that. So that's where you can follow me.
And as always, you guys can check out No More Late Fees on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and Threads. And don't forget to stay tuned for our Detroit Rock City episode with Megan later this week.
And as always, be kind and rewind.